This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm working with two guys who are both having.
I don't think it's going to be good.
Happy Gilmore 2 watch parties.
My neighbor Chris and I were talking about this morning when I was out cutting the grass, and he said it best. If you look at the trailer, all Sandler's doing here is essentially taking the exact same set of jokes and style of jokes and updating them for 2025. The one where his caddy,
it's gonna be great.
His caddy's the guy wearing like the waiter's uniform, I guess, and he carries the bag without the strap. It's just, he's just doing the same bits.
All right,
updated for 2025.
Here's Rolling Stone's review.
This movie sucks.
No. The role for sequels is give them the same, only different. Happy Gilmore 2 adheres to this concept beautifully, what? Along with doling out enough blatant fan service to choke a one-eyed alligator. They liked it.
There's no way that was Peter Travers reviewing that.
No, that was David Fear from Rolling Stone.
Peter Travers was their big guy for a while.
Here's Variety. Sandler's desire to go low had always been an aesthetic choice, a conscious embrace of the elemental in himself.
Oh, God.
He was American screen comedy's first and greatest cathartically disruptible Jewish punk rock comedian. And Happy Gilmore 2, he still is. A thumbs up!
Who wrote that review?
Owen Gleiberman from Variety.
I've actually heard of Owen Gleiberman. That is
Sandler still got the fastball,
no,
baby.
No, but that's everything wrong with film criticism now, is that sentence or whatever the hell you just read is Owen Gleiberman wanting people to know that Owen Gleiberman is smart and can write a very complex sentence.
I know, but Variety and Rolling Stone, two leading outlets for film review, are both saying it's a good movie.
The problem here is, long departed, our boy Roger Ebert would have been the North Star on this one. Because Roger Ebert was not above giving good ratings to movies everybody else hated if he was entertained.
I thought he was still alive.
Oh, give me a
break. No, hold on. There's still a Roger Ebert website.
He has a brand called RogerEbert.com.
But it's not him?
Roger Ebert had like a bad sort of cancer that basically took away part of his face.
Okay, Chris, I'm sorry. I haven't been keeping up on Roger Ebert.
He's been gone about a dozen years.
He outlived Siskel, though, man. Siskel went kaput very early. But no, Roger Ebert, I always felt like, for how, you know, obviously of a big deal he was, had a sensibility where he would review a movie and be like, is it the greatest movie in the world? No. Was I entertained? Yes. 3 out of 4 stars. Donnie, did you ever read the Roger Ebert smackdown on Rob Schneider? Rob Schneider got all jammed up because somebody gave Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo like a horrible review, and Rob Schneider was like, who's this idiot? So then Ebert sends out like an open letter to Schneider, and it lists all of his own credentials. And he goes and he concludes by saying, all of that means I am qualified to review your movie, Mr. Schneider, which sucks. Just an unbelievable
put-down. I was
going to
say, that should not have gotten good reviews.
Andrew Lawrence in The Guardian. For the generations who still quote summer comedies from eons ago, Adam Sandler's second round of Happy Gilmore offers a refreshing trip down memory lane.
But here's the reviews that matter. You've read Gleiberman and all these other people. Here we go. This is YouTube comments. Ready? Michael, expect to be underwhelmed by Happy 2. We've got this other Michael, Josh Z. Is it watchable? Michael, it's on Netflix, but don't waste your time. Tim, It was not as good as the original. Well, obviously.
Okay. That's like every Coasterholics.
All the cameos kind of ruined the vibe for me. Having Bob Barker in the OG was fine, but this movie, he got everyone to have a cameo. Looney Allen, 3 stars for Happy 2.
That's not
DPJ,
bad.
It's worth it for the nostalgia, damn it.
73% popcorn meter on Rotten Tomatoes. So of the audience and not the
I have a theory on some of the film critics. Yeah, I have a theory on the
film
critics,
Almost three quarters of them say good movie.
I have a theory on some of these film critics. I bet you a lot of them, even though they fancy themselves highfalutin and I am a judge of cinema, were like 15 when Happy Gilmore came out and were like, this is awesome. My neighbor, the golfer, or my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass. They probably laughed like hyenas at that.
Here's who we got in this movie.
And so they have a soft spot for Sandler.
Julie Bowen is back as Virginia. I like her.
She's aged like a fine
wine. I think she's still
got
it going on.
She does still got it going on.
Christopher McDonald back in the role he was born to play.
Oh, they needed him.
Shooter McGavin.
If they didn't have Shooter, it would have been tough to watch.
He doesn't do anything else. That's the only role he's early ever played.
To be very clear, I think Julie Bowen has it going on more now than she did in the original.
I agree with you.
When the movie came out.
30 years ago.
She's beautiful. She really is.
Ben Stiller back as Hal.
Hello.
Oh, I'll also say that Shooter is the best character in the original. It's like Shooter 1, large gap. Like, very large gap, and then whoever you want, number two. Probably Chubbs or Mr. Larson.
Boys, it wasn't an internet rumor. Paige Sporanic is in Happy Gilmore 2.
I'm just reading this YouTube comment right now.
Find out what time she's in it, and at that point, tell Alex and her friend to go make some more popcorn.
I'm just reading this comment.
He's
on
got
your...
the whole. He has all Mr. Malzi's neighborhood coming out, honey.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I just am going to read this comment apropos of nothing, which has nothing to do with Happy Gilmore, from Andrew on YouTube. I'm a simple man. I take my crinkled up $5 bill to the old adult video store on Route 22 out past Murraysville into Delmont, and I'm set for the whole weekend.
Oh, God. John Daly's in it. Scotty Scheffler.
But I think there are
Rory,
too many cameos.
Bryson DeChambeau.
You don't need all
Brooks
that.
Brooks Koepka. Why? Why
because,
not?
Because, like, I don't know, because they're not actors, and most of them can't pull it
Eminem,
off like they think.
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick's
he's
been in
a ton
movies. Of his movies.
They needed to get Costas like the South Park guys did for basketball, where he said, you think you're excited? Feel these nipples.
Costas and Michaels.
That was great.
The fact that those guys got Costas to read that
man,
line
how about the,
is an all-timer.
Speaking of that movie, Basketball, and the people that made it, how about the buzz this South Park episode is getting? Holy
cow. Because they just signed a huge $1.5 billion deal with Paramount and then just completely went on the offensive on Trump, man. Who is the whole saga there is that he's pressuring Paramount, which is the parent company of CBS, to dump the Colbert Show.
And there was a 60 Minutes lawsuit,
and there was like a $16 million situation
there. Have you seen it? People are buzzing about this episode.
I haven't seen the whole episode. I haven't watched an episode of South Park in a while.
Same, in
which
like
is
15
a shame,
years.
But...
All right, good
they,
talk.
They did a
those
thing.
Those guys are
Donnie,
incredible
they did,
at pulling episodes.
Oh,
like,
they can turn them around in like a day. They did one that felt like a series finale where it seemed like they were burnt out, and I stopped right after that, and they've done 12 seasons since. It's ridiculous.
All right, that was the Donnie Football Debrief.
A lot of people saying you are just way too much of an HGQ right now as a grown man for Paige Sporanic, as much as she's gorgeous, that you are just, you're a little bit... You've gone full goon mode, they think, in the YouTube comments.
Well, I'm not allowed to say as a married man that she's a very attractive woman. Sorry,
she
guys.
She is, but I think
my
Donnie
bad.
And I were a little
sorry
more classy about Julie
pretty.
Bowen. Right, Donnie? I think we had
well,
there was a proper
offense,
amount
all,
of class.
With all due respect to Julie Bowen, she ain't in Paige Sporanic's area code.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.